proud sponsor of Insight on Business, the News Hour, is AARP Iowa. With over 370,000 members, AARP is helping families with a host of programs, from Fraud Watch to helping build more livable communities. Learn more at aarp.org.
Welcome back to Insight on Business, the News Hour. Grateful that you are listening yet again today. With me on our newsmaker line is Johnny Wright. Johnny Wright is the principal behind something called the Biosphere. And for full transparency, I have known Johnny Wright, who has been a guest on the News Hour in the past, and I've known him for well over a decade. He and his bride, Lori, run the Biosphere, and we're going to be talking about customers, customer service, interactions, and small business success. Johnny, welcome back to the Business News Hour. Grateful to have you with us.
Thank you so much. Great to be with you, Michael.
We have talked before about the Biosphere, but let's give an update to folks that may not be familiar with what it is that you do for small business.
Well, the Biosphere, in a nutshell, really helps businesses live up to the promise of their marketing. And like I come from the marketing world to some extent, and 15 years ago plus, I decided that I had an opportunity to help businesses live up to their promise by helping them from improve customer service, improve their phone skills, their onboarding. And yeah, 15 years later, it's been great. I never thought I would have my own business, let alone be able to run it anywhere under the ground, Michael. But so far, we're above ground.
All right, and that's great. You know, to that aspect, I know that your business has changed over the years. You used to be a secret shopper, and you worked with a number of companies pointing out to them, sometimes very publicly, where the shortfalls were with regard to customer service. And I've seen you transition now into being a little less public with that and much more focused on that interaction between you and the business owner to build a more successful business. Is that accurate?
It is. And I really appreciate that distinction you pointed out. You know, the Biosphere was born out of her. And because I was angry about the level of service I was receiving from companies. And so the unsecret shopper that you referenced, secret shopping of businesses, I think initially I saw it as a way to kind of stick in a public way. Well, you and I are smart people. We know that if you want to turn that into a business, you probably need to change the model of the business,
right,
and not impugn the very people who's going to ask for. And so that transition has been a painful, and it's been an important one, because it is really behind the scene that we get to help people build a better version of their business, for sure.
And you have transitioned now into a specialty market, which I find fascinating. You are in the business right now of assisting automobile repair shops. And I suspect, and I don't know this, but I suspect that you looked at that vertical because it's mostly an underserved group when it comes to successful business consulting. Is that maybe close?
It absolutely is. And, you know, we started really in retail, selling stuff. And it, you know, two things happened. We sort of ran into the auto repair industry somewhat by accident. But it was such a blessing, because the service industry, it's not, you don't buy a product, right, as a consumer. It's much more in the ether, which means you get to really define it, I think. And it's much more, I think it's easier to define something that you can't see versus if you're selling hairbrushes and
sure,
cars, right? So we were really fortunate. And considering the impact of Amazon now on the retail industry, and of course all industries, we're really blessed to be over here in a much safer place. And right, auto repair shops are, yeah, they're pretty ripe pickings for opportunities to help them get better at the customer service aspect of things.
When you're visiting with your clients, wherever, whatever vertical they happen to be, and we'll kind of focus on automobile repair shops, what is it, the one or two things that the client that you're working with think they know, But in the end of day, at the end of the day, they really don't. And they may be surprised that they don't know.
Absolutely. This, I don't know if this is a surprise to you or anyone listening, but the one thing is that most auto repair shop owners know exactly what is wrong. The surprise to them is how wrong it actually is.
Oh.
The severity. And that's the aha. That's the, oh my gosh, we struggled, say, with phone skills, but I had no idea that the struggle was this much. And then once you get someone's trust, you know, Michael, you know, this is true. When you tell the truth, something that is undeniable, they will believe other things you tell them.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean you're right. Your credibility skyrockets on everything else. And that's why trainers make a certain amount of money. Consultants make a lot more money because they're consultants are seen as a much bigger picture. With all of these things, we can argue about other things, semantics and color scheme of marketing. But when I play a phone call of yours and I break it down at a granular level, it's really hard to argue it.
And that aha moment comes from the guy that's writing the check or the woman that's writing the check.
Exactly. Yeah. Big moment. The bigger the aha, Michael, you know, probably the bigger the check.
I get it. When you're doing this kind of work, Johnny Wright, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. He is the chief executive with the Biosphere here, and his bride, Lori, have been running that for a number of years and a number of years doing it very successfully, now sitting in that very interesting vertical of auto repair shops. But I suspect everything that you're already doing, that you're already sharing, and I saw a video just not too long ago about giving price quotes over the phone, which I thought was dramatic, by the way. And you do these every week for your clients. I think it's stunning. If you want to see this, ladies and gentlemen, you can go to LinkedIn, Johnny Wright in the Biosphere, J-O-N-N-I-E, by the way, Wright with a W. It is fascinating stuff. And I saw you play this telephone conversation and pointed out point by point by point what could have been better, what was good, what was and what was really bad. And again, what you just said, once you have that in front of you, you go, oh my, I got to fix some things. But then the question becomes, Johnny, how do you fix it?
Right. And you know, the thing, the philosophy is if people broke it, people can fix it. And there are things that are outside control of some business owners, right? COVID is one of the things, right? There are things that will impact business that you and I as business owners have literally no control over other than how we react to it. Then there are the things inside the business that we clearly have control, and that's where the how comes in. How do you make this better? And the ground zero for that is that employees, the frontline employees, have to know what's in it for them to get better. Because either you're telling them or you're training them, and those are different.
They are.
Right?
Drastically different.
Yeah. And so when you work with an employee and say, hey, listen, what's in it for you? What do you want out of this? What are your barriers? Then they get buy-in and they will onboard into training at a much higher level because they have skin in the game, in essence.
All of this makes such perfect sense. And yet, so many of us who are in business, whatever that business is, service or products or retail, whatever it happens to be, we are so confined by blinders sometimes that we think, okay, yeah, I know marketing because I've watched TV commercials. Or I know my brand because I've created my brand, when in fact, no. no. And that's why folks like you exist, I believe.
Right, that outside view of things, giving the business owner, because like you say, you see the four walls of your business every day. You're putting out fires. You're a fireman, you're a firewoman. Many business owners don't understand that they're actually arsonists. that they're the ones starting the fires in many cases. And it may be because of a lack of vision, mission, guiding principles, core value statements, or job descriptions, or accountability, or culture, or communication. Those are important things that really boost, that put training on steroids. You can train people all day to sound nicer on the phone, but if the culture is dreadful, then they'll only rise so high. So we do work it from the inside and the outside, and often simultaneously.
Now, you are going to be doing a virtual seminar, I understand. I learned that just because I follow you on LinkedIn and a number of other places. Tell us about that. And by the way, this is not, you know, our broadcast may emanate from Iowa, but you're doing this all over the country. So tell us a little bit about what it is that you've got planned for an upcoming event.
Well, I appreciate that. And this is our first foray, our first dipping our toe into online training, recorded training in essence. All of our training up to this point has always been live, one-on-one, what we call full immersion training, which means we're working with everybody who answers the phone, business owners. We do it on a weekly basis, listening to recorded calls. But we also understand that the scalability of our program, we can reach more people if we could scale it in a different way. Mm-hmm. Also, because there are different kinds of learners too, right? There are the kinesthetic, there are auditory, whatever. And so we took, for 18 months, we've worked at compressing what we call phase one, which is the incoming call and how it's handled and managed, into a 2.5 hour, well, it's actually 5 hours after you do all the elements exercises, a 5 hour online course. And the launch, or the open cart, right, availability to the public, ends on Monday, the 16th, and it's called Making Every Call Count. And this really comes from a cliche from the automotive repair industry that says it's not about car count, it's about making every car count.
Yeah.
Right? You can get the juxtaposition.
Right. Sure.
So we just took that and tweaked it a bit. But this is a comprehensive, transformative, in-depth training course that is online. It's our first online course, one of many to come, that really focuses down. This is really for people who maybe learn in a different way. It's a little more financially too. It sort of starts, it gives the shop owner a sense of what we do without them having to commit all of their resources right away, right? For full immersion. So yeah, you can sign up for it. You can register for it up until midnight on Monday, November 16th. And then we're going to take it off the board and work on our next launch.
And we will have, ladies and gentlemen, links to that series for you up on the radio blog. And again, let me just underscore this. I know zip about auto repair. I remember working on a 1963 Comet with surgeon gloves on. It's a long story. But anyway, I don't know anything about that. My brother, thank God, he's a physician, and he knows more about auto repair than I do. But if you are an auto repair shop, or even if you're not, and you want to be just amazed at how you can transform whatever business you have just by paying attention to that incoming phone call. I got to tell you, these are transformative lessons that you do. And I'm not blowing smoke, Johnny. I know you, and I don't get anything back from you. I'm not making any money from this. I'm just saying I love small business owners. I love them, and I know what they're up against. I deal with it every day. And if this is something that can help folks out there, take advantage of it, for crying out loud. Yeah. Sorry to just, you know, but I'm a fan. I think this stuff works.
Well, I appreciate that. And one of the things, Michael, I think that's important to touch on is that all of this, and by this I mean training people on the front lines, how they answer the phone, you know, tone, the importance of tone as it communicates intent and so forth. This entire front line is at risk of going away. A whole job sector, a whole horizontal and vertical with AI and voice recognition software. And the one thing that holds that at bay is being awesome on the phone, because technology cannot replicate that yet.
Yes. And it is stunning to me, Johnny Wright, stunning to me how many service sector businesses out there have the automated telephone whatever. Press 1, press 2, press 3 if you want to talk. And you're going, no, I just want to talk to a human being because I got a question. I don't know. You know, I always, when I get, by the way, just a secret word on that. When I get that, I go to the accounting department all the time. And the reason why, they always answer the phone and they always know what the hell's going on.
I have to remember that. That's awesome.
Just press 4 for accounting. Boom, I'm done. You know, let me talk to somebody that knows what the hell's going on.
That's great.
So, Johnny Wright, ladies and gentlemen, has been our guest. We've been talking about the biosphere. I am a fan, Johnny, and you know that. And I wish you nothing but the best, because when you are doing well, small business is doing well.
Amen. Thank you so much, Michael.
What a great, thoughtful, energetic guy, Johnny Wright. The Biosphere, Johnny and Lori. We will have links to their website as well as how you can go ahead and register for the upcoming seminar. Well, that's a wrap for today. Thanks so very much for listening. For all of us associated with this daily project, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right this moment was arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and for Johnny Wright, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.